Test 1. Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
It must be wonderful to win lots of money in a competition or a lottery. Wonderful, but frightening too. I mean, just think about it. One day you're an ordinary person, the next you're a millionaire. Bang! Just like that. Personally, I would change the way I live. Okay, I'd buy presents for my family and things like that, but I'd also open my own company and start doing business. My dream is to own a publishing house and publish books for children. I'm sure it'd be fun.
Speaker B. As far as I'm concerned, life is for living now, not in 20 or 30 years' time. After all, you could fall to bits tomorrow, couldn't you? Okay, so what would I do with $1 million? Well, first, I'd have an enormous party for everyone I know. Next, I'd buy a sports car, lots of designer clothes, all the obvious things. After that, I'd probably travel for a while, because I've always wanted to see places like Australia, Hawaii, and the Bahamas. And then, well, $1 million wouldn't last forever, would it? Especially these days. Sooner or later, it would all be gone. Still, I'd make sure I really enjoyed spending it. Speaker C.
If I had $1 million, well, that's a tough question, because you never know how such big money can change a personality. I think I'd buy an island in one of the oceans and build a summer house. Then I'd have a chance of spending my holidays on the shore. On the other hand, buying an island means spending almost all of the million. Well, I really don't know. Ask me when I get $1 million, then probably I'll be able to tell you more.
Speaker D.
If I had $1 million, I couldn't spend it all on myself. That would be too selfish. I'd use most of it to help other people instead, people who need it more than me. Only then, of course, the question is, who do you give it to? There are so many different charities to choose from, and they all need money desperately. Well, 2 years ago, my grandmother died of cancer. Because of that, I'd probably give most of the money to a cancer research organization. That way, doctors and scientists could use it to try and find a cure.
Speaker E. I know exactly what I'd do with a lot of money. I'd buy a big house with a swimming pool for my mum and dad. Why would I do that? Because it's something they've always wanted and never been able to afford, that's why. Especially now, you see, my dad's unemployed at the moment. Since he lost his job, he and my mum haven't had much money. She works in a supermarket, so that helps a bit, but it's not really enough. Which is why, if I had a lot of money, I'd buy them a big house. It would be great to make their dream come true, really great. Still, it's not going to happen, is it? Life's not like that. Speaker F.
What would I do with $1 million? Well, it might sound boring, but I think I'd invest it. I'd buy lots of stocks and shares, then live off the interest. After all, 10% of $1 million is $100,000 every year. It's a lot of money. It means I'd never have to work, for example. I could be totally independent as soon as I leave school. That would be wonderful. I could travel, have fun, spend time with my friends, do whatever I wanted. To tell you the truth, I can't think of anything nicer. I mean, most people do a job they hate for 40 or 50 years. If you've got a chance to miss all that, why don't grab it with both hands?
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
It must be wonderful to win lots of money in a competition or a lottery. Wonderful, but frightening too. I mean, just think about it. One day you're an ordinary person, the next you're a millionaire. Bang! Just like that. Personally, I would change the way I live. Okay, I'd buy presents for my family and things like that, but I'd also open my own company and start doing business. My dream is to own a publishing house and publish books for children. I'm sure it'd be fun.
Speaker B. As far as I'm concerned, a life is for living now, not in 20 or 30 years' time. After all, you could fall to bits tomorrow, couldn't you? Okay, so what would I do with $1 million? Well, first, I'd have an enormous party for everyone I know. Next, I'd buy a sports car, lots of designer clothes, all the obvious things. After that, I'd probably travel for a while, because I've always wanted to see places like Australia, Hawaii, and the Bahamas. And then, well, $1 million wouldn't last forever, would it? Especially these days. Sooner or later, it would all be gone. Still, I'd make sure I really enjoyed spending it. Speaker C.
If I had $1 million, well, that's a tough question, because you never know how such big money can change a personality. I think I'd buy an island in one of the oceans and build a summer house. Then I'd have a chance of spending my holidays on the shore. On the other hand, buying an island means spending almost all of the million. Well, I really don't know. Ask me when I get $1 million, then probably I'll be able to tell you more.
Speaker D.
If I had $1 million, I couldn't spend it all on myself. That would be too selfish. I'd use most of it to help other people instead, people who need it more than me. Only then, of course, the question is, who do you give it to? There are so many different charities to choose from, and they all need money desperately. Well, 2 years ago, my grandmother died of cancer. Because of that, I'd probably give most of the money to a cancer research organization. That way, doctors and scientists could use it to try and find a cure.
Speaker E. I know exactly what I'd do with a lot of money. I'd buy a big house with a swimming pool for my mum and dad. Why would I do that? Because it's something they've always wanted and never been able to afford, that's why. Especially now, you see, my dad's unemployed at the moment. Since he lost his job, he and my mum haven't had much money. She works in a supermarket, so that helps a bit, but it's not really enough. Which is why, if I had a lot of money, I'd buy them a big house. It would be great to make their dream come true, really great. Still, it's not going to happen, is it? Life's not like that. Speaker F.
What would I do with $1 million? Well, it might sound boring, but I think I'd invest it. I'd buy lots of stocks and shares, then live off the interest. After all, 10% of $1 million is $100,000 every year. It's a lot of money. It means I'd never have to work, for example. I could be totally independent as soon as I leave school. That would be wonderful. I could travel, have fun, spend time with my friends, do whatever I wanted. tell you the truth, I can't think of anything nicer. I mean, most people do a job they hate for 40 or 50 years. If you've got a chance to miss all that, why don't grab it with both hands?
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.